Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, weinihau, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, so di korup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan. Peace. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison killitary industrial corporation, in the one-party, post-constitutional, bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the radio program that Charles Gibson and George Stephanopoulos only dream of hosting, where one day they too could actually talk about something significant. You know, don't you think that deep down inside, somewhere, they want to ask something of significance, something of meaning, or, you know, whatever they do on their debate there? Was it, what, Senator Obama, who's more patriotic, Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck? Or, Senator Obama, why are you not wearing a smiley face button in your lapel? Don't you support Walmart? Isn't Walmart America? You can't be patriotic then, huh? Now, I, of course, the only journalist in all of the lamestream media, because I'm a vegan journalist, if you want to call it that, functioning in the AB, CNNB, CBS, PBS, Fox Censorship Channel world of today, of course, I would never have been invited to ask questions of candidates. In today's media environment, no, I wouldn't be asking Hillary Clinton, you know, Ms. Senator Clinton, you know, the nation's at war, the world is in peril. What's your favorite color? I don't know. I wouldn't ask Barack Obama about his lapel pin at all. Well, you know, actually, maybe I would. You know, Senator Obama, just give me a simple yes or no. Is it more patriotic to wear a Go Vegan button or a flag lapel pin? Yes or no? I'm waiting. And I'm not just asking this because...
Oh, new one. I know. You're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Yes, you know, so many hatriots have now hidden behind the flag pin as they shred the Constitution and conduct illegal wars and cause immense suffering for humans and other animals everywhere. So now, actually, it might be where we do show our concern. We wear it on our lapel. And maybe it should be the button that says Go Vegan, because then we're actually showing concern. And, you know, I mean, you know, I have animal activists, I'm sure, who'll say to me, oh, you care more about people than you do animals. But, you know, this is really a case where we really need to wake up. There are food riots going on around the world. And so, I mean, not that it hasn't been serious before, with meat and dairy killing more Americans every year than all wars combined. And, you know, that's about a million and a half every year if you just tally up all the heart disease and cancer, etc. And it's not bad enough that we have all of this animal suffering. 10,000 million animals every year who are just slashed, you know, become slashed food, go to slash food restaurants and, you know, all of their blood and suffering and all of the environmental devastation. Please listen to last week's archive at goveganradio.com. But also, if we have any concern for our fellow human beings, we have to go vegan. That's the imperative. Maybe we need to set a date. Maybe we need to all talk it up, you know, but we have to do it. I mean, there's just no way around it. According to the USDA, 635 million tons of fodder were fed to livestock in 2006. 36% of worldwide grain production. 36% of worldwide grain production. And the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization puts the figure for 2007-2008 at 756 million tons being fed to livestock. And that amount turns out to be 14 times the current world food deficit. So that's the solution right there to the and there are riots going on around the world. There are other developments too. A lot of what had been food is now being diverted to making first generation biofuels, and you know, people are looking at that in a very concerned way. That it's been said that again, these what we're doing is with meat consumption, we have the rich man you know, basically feeding the poor man's bread to his cow so he can eat the cow. And now in the case of the biofuels, for example, filling a tank of an average car with biofuel amounts to as much corn as an African person consumes in an entire year. So, you know, it's becoming obvious that our needs are to go vegan, you know. More than a third of the world's grain harvest being fed to livestock. I mean, there's proof enough for you right there. Some 70 to 80% of grain produced in the United States fed to livestock, and half the water consumed in the U.S. Is used to grow grain for cattle feed. A gallon of gasoline is required to produce a pound of grain-fed beef. It's really becoming quite impossible and not sustainable for us to continue to consume beef. By the time a feedlot steer in the United States is ready to be slaughtered, he has consumed 2,700 pounds of grain to weigh approximately 1,050 pounds, 157 million metric tons of cereal and vegetable protein is used to produce 28 metric tons of animal protein. Very inefficient in feeding the world. It's especially when all it does is lead to cardiac failure and cancer, etc. So we really have to look at making a worldwide change. And if we want our brothers and sisters around the world to be eating, we have to go vegan. You know, another problem is the rise in the middle class across Asia and India and China. That's not the problem, that there's a rise in the middle class. The problem is that there now is an increased demand for meat. And so we also have declining food stockpiles, because in the past nations were able to keep more stockpiles, but recently we felt we could grow more and transport it more easily. Trade liberalization is a problem also, but again, we could feed the entire world. We could feed the entire world. There doesn't have to be the hunger if we were to all go vegan and stop with our impractical diet. It has to be done. I mean, look at all across Africa and the Philippines, Egypt, food riots going on. Haiti, problems in Haiti with government change. Bangladesh, Indonesia, India, Russia, across the world, we are experiencing food problems, all because of our meat habit, and it has to end. So let's all just go vegan. Shall we do that? It's easy. It's delicious. It's the way to go. So join me in doing this. I've been vegan for 23 years now. We won't have the guilt if American-type countries would reduce their meat consumption by just 10%. Enough grain would be saved to feed 60 million people. So we got to do it, okay? It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. So keep listening. Today we're going to talk to PETA representatives about subsidizing beef and World Week for Animals in Laboratories.
All you're saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan.
It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York. 212-421-6444. Organicharvestcafe.com. First, you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veginase. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Farm Sanctuary celebrates the release of the new book from its co-founder and president, Gene Bauer. Farm Sanctuary, changing hearts and minds about animals and food, from Simon & Schuster. Alicia Silverstone says, quote, some of the stories Gene Bauer tells will break your heart and others will speak to your deepest convictions. It's a book about appalling cruelty and heroic kindness, and it paves the way to a better world. Dr. Jane Goodall said, filled with hope, this book is written for all who strive for a more compassionate world. I highly recommend it. Join Gene Bauer on his book signing tour March 24th in San Francisco at Book Passage at the San Francisco Ferry Building store, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Also in New York City on April 11th at the Jivamukti Yoga Center, 841 Broadway, that's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and April 19th at Books and Books in Coral Gables, Florida from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Visit farmsanctuary.org for other cities and dates. Farm Sanctuary, changing hearts and minds about animals and food, from Gene Bauer. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at EverythingRaw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy raw dark chocolate 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at EverythingRaw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at EverythingRaw.com. Call 434-293-6325. EverythingRaw.com. Get all of your vegan essentials from VeganEssentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at VeganEssentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. VeganEssentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at VeganEssentials.com. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can. From farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com. V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364.
With Bob Linden.
Yes, it is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the most important program on radio today, considering world hunger. If you missed what we just talked about earlier, the program is archived at GoVeganRadio.com. We have close to 200 programs archived there. And you can make a donation to support this program. You know, we do have to pay the radio stations to be on. It is a bribocracy, and free speech is expensive. So you can make your tax-deductible donation at GoVeganRadio.com. Or you can go to GoVeganRadio.org if you feel better about it that way. And you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. Also available at the website, the bumper sticker, Eat Republicans, Not Animals. And again, that's not a political endorsement. It's just a dietary suggestion. Actually, people have said to me, oh, well, Republicans are animals too. You shouldn't be eating them. And, you know, this world is just so upside down sometimes with the administration we have. Left is right. Right is left. left, up is down. You know, you get to the point where you don't know what's right anymore. I mean, I could probably be convinced to be a pro-meat vegan, you know, in this day and age, which seems absurd that a vegan talk show host might even consider supporting the concept of meat at all. And yet, Nicole Matthews, you're a vegan, too. In fact, you're the campaign coordinator for the Kentucky Fried Cruelty Campaign for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for PETA. And tell me, have we lost our minds? We're two vegans who may be for meat? What's going on with us?
Oh, yeah, it's a hot topic these days, in vitro meat. And it's something that PETA is offering a $1 million reward for the first scientist who can create and bring to market a commercially successful chicken flesh that can be grown in a laboratory.
Wow. Now, this story broke in the New York Times earlier this week now, I don't know, are people going to want to eat that? Because if you're saying in vitro meat, why, people will think that that's meat grown in a test tube.
That's for sure. you know, some of us don't need to eat meat. We've discovered that you can kick the meat habit and feel better about yourself inside and out. But considering that meat eaters are routinely consuming animal flesh that's contaminated with feces, drugs, bacteria, we imagine that once they get used to the idea, like switching from dissecting a frog to using a sophisticated computer model, they'll be more than happy to eat meat produced in a laboratory.
Well, if they really knew how the meat production happens now, I think they'd be happy to go to lab-grown meat. So how is it that PETA and you and I could be for meat? I mean, what thinking went into this reward that you're offering now? And we have many brilliant scientists listening to this program here. It's $1 million to develop a chicken flesh. And how did we come to offer this?
Well, it makes perfect sense. When PETA's goal is to stop slaughter and to stop the cruelties of factory farming, you know, we tell everyone the truth that eating meat is bad for human health. It's catastrophic for the environment, and it's definitely a living hell for animals. But PETA is a pragmatic organization, and we don't expect the whole world to go vegan overnight. So
leave that to me.
We could provide a way to eat ethically while still getting that meat fixed.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, so basically what we're doing is we're removing the cruelty from meat. It's going to be grown from a cell culture, or what's the idea behind it? Or do we leave that to the scientists? What would lab-grown meat be? And didn't I hear about lab-grown meat being developed maybe in the Netherlands at a university there a while back?
That's right. There are scientists quietly researching how to produce in vitro meat in laboratories around the world. You know, like you're saying, the best way to help is to go vegan. But there are people addicted from childhood to the cholesterol and saturated fat and flesh. So we're just rooting for science to provide an eco-friendly methadone for their heroin. And so we can spare animals the abuses they suffer in today's factory farms and slaughterhouses.
Well, it is the worst addiction when you come down to it. I mean, if somebody thinks about eating meat and thinking, this will probably kill me. I mean, it's heart disease, it's cancer. And if one considers all the animal suffering, I mean, every plate of meat is a plate of violence. Someone being beheaded, we bemoan beheadings and you know, just the... I don't even want to think about what happens to... See, I don't want to think about it. People don't want to think about it, but if they do consider it, they should remove themselves from the cruelty.
That's right, and that's why we're asking for chicken flesh in particular. Chickens are the most abused animals in the meat industry. As I'm sure you're aware, Bob, these gentle birds are crammed into filthy sheds by the tens of thousands. They're pumped full of drugs, so they grow so quickly and cripple under their own weight. They live in chronic pain. Often their legs and wings are broken when they're crammed into the transport crates. And at the slaughterhouse, millions of them are scalded to death in the feathering tanks that are meant to remove their feathers when they're already dead. And, you know, we want that to end. So we're raising the stakes, so to speak.
Yeah.
$1 million to the scientists who can help us put an end to raising animals like this for food.
I'm almost willing to add on $25 from Go Vegan Radio to really make it attractive. So we're talking to Nicole Matthews, and people who listen to the show know what $25 means to the show. We're talking to Nicole Matthews. She's the campaign coordinator for the Kentucky Fried Cruelty Campaign for PETA. And why Kentucky Fried Chicken in particular? What's the cruelty associated with Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Well, KFC, everyone knows, is one of the largest fast food chains we have. So since they buy the most chickens in North America, we're asking them to eliminate the very worst abuses that their suppliers inflict on these birds. Things like slitting birds' throats while they're fully conscious, and as I mentioned earlier, scalding millions to death in the tanks that are meant to remove their feathers. So we're asking people to boycott KFC until they agree to adopt the advice of their own meat industry advisors.
Okay, well, no problem getting me to boycott KFC. No problem on that. And I just recently was, I dog sat, cat sat, and chicken sat for people who were out of town for a while, and really had my first opportunity to spend time with a chicken, and she's a beautiful bird. I mean, with her feathers and all, she's really incredibly beautiful, but she also follows me around wherever I go. And if I don't see her in the yard, I call her and she comes to me. And the other day, we all, four species of us, sat down to the same meal and all enjoyed it. But I found no difference between a chicken and a dog in my experience just now. She came up on the chair with me and wanted to be petted. And so I think if people just were aware or had a relationship or knew that the animal is living, a feeling, wonderful being, they might not be eating so much chicken.
I agree. The chickens are very social, and they do like to spend their days together scratching for food, cleaning themselves in dust baths, lying in the sun, roosting in trees, and those things are denied to them. Everything is natural is denied to them in factory farms.
Mm-hmm. So we have maybe another minute or so left, Nicole. So anything we didn't get to about the campaign or your big reward, the $1 million reward to develop the lab-grown meat?
Well, I think it's important for people to consider, you know, not only is this causing hideous animal abuse, the meat industry, but it takes up to 16 pounds of grain to produce 1 pound of meat. And because of this waste, the meat industry has been cited by the United Nations as a leading cause of virtually every major environmental problem, including global warming. So eating animal flesh is awful for human health. It's terrible for the environment. And, of course, a vegan diet is the best way to withdraw your support of these things. People can order a free vegetarian starter kit by calling 1-888-VEG-FOOD or visiting our website, goveg.com. The kit is full of delicious recipes that can help anyone kick the meat addiction.
You know, and also, Nicole, there are so many restaurants around now that, you know, vegan restaurants that do have chicken alternatives. I would suggest that people try them. They're made out of soy or gluten or mushrooms or nuts, grains, whatever. The alternatives are all there and very enjoyable. So we don't necessarily have to wait for the lab scientists. They're there now. There's chicken-free chicken in the store. Veggie USA has some really good vegan chicken alternatives. So we don't have to wait for the laboratory experiments to bring it to us. We have them today.
That's right. And of course, we do have those fantastic alternatives to meat, as well as great stuff that you can find in the grocery store every day from some really top-notch companies. My personal favorite are the riblets that you can get, the faux riblets with barbecue sauce. They're very, very tasty.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Nicole Matthews from PETA, the coordinator for the campaign, the Kentucky Fried Cruelty Campaign. And no, Colonel Sanders does not belong on a postage stamp either, right?
No, that's right.
Thanks for being with us today.
Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com. We don't eat chickens. We pet chickens.
And it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I ask that you make a tax-deductible donation to support this program. You can do it at goveganradio.com or .org. And also, a way to support this program is to patronize the sponsors of the show, people who advertise their vegan and cruelty-free products and services. You can go to everythingraw.com, everythingraw.com. And why not order the delectable food bars there, the chocolate? The Decadence is one that you will enjoy, and the Indigo Nights Bar. They are both vegan. So check it out at everythingraw.com. You can call 434-293-6325. 434-293-6325. In radio, if you buy the advertiser's products and the money comes in, then they can take that money and buy more advertising. That's the way it works in capitalist radio, where free speech is expensive. We have to spend thousands of dollars every week to be on the air. We have a particularly special arrangement with the radio station in Seattle, though, KPTK AM 1090, that does make things easier for Go Vegan Radio, and you can make things easier, too, with a tax-deductible donation. We're so happy to be on that station and back on in Seattle, where I used to be the program director of KNUA, which was known as The Sound some years back, and I was on the board of directors of PAWS, Progressive Animal Welfare Society. And I see that there's some things going on there, especially people are trying to help the elephants at the Woodland Park Zoo. And there's a Mother's Day event to support the Friends of the Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. And you can go to reserve@mainstagecomedy.com for information on getting involved with that. Also, now we should take a look at the ordeal of animals in experimentation in the Pacific Northwest, around the Puget Sound area. And so on today's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, we have Dr. Deborah Durham, who is a primate specialist with PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, seeming to be well represented on today's show. Also earlier, we spoke with Ms. Matthews regarding the $1 million reward for coming up with lab-grown meat. And now we go to the laboratories with Deborah Durham, who's an ethologist with a PhD in animal behavior and many years in the laboratories and field exposure working with primates. Welcome, Dr. Durham. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me today.
Okay, thanks for being with us. You're with the Union of Concerned Scientists, the International Primatological Society, the founder and vice president of the International Action for Animal Trauma and Recovery. So what's going on in the laboratories what's happening with animals in the laboratories around the Pacific Northwest?
Well, much to my chagrin, Seattle's been kind of a hotbed for just terrible animal abuse in laboratories lately, Bob. We have two really big facilities here that I was hoping I could talk to you a little bit about. The first is the University of Washington. And if you used to live in Seattle, you, of course, know it very well. But I've been following the UW for really closely for about 2 years now. And that's a really special case for me because I'm an alum of the UW. Was actually many years ago, spent some time working in the primate center there, and what I saw there was really disturbing and really had a big impact on my life. It's why I decided to take on my doctoral studies and study primates in the wild.
What did you see there that affected you so greatly?
Well, I spent some time in the infant primate research laboratory there, and these babies are separated from their mothers, and they live in these tiny steel cages with a surrogate, which is effectively a rag doll, is the only comfort they have. And these babies developed very serious behavioral pathologies because of being separated from their mothers and being entirely alone. Then as they grow up to be adults, those same problems get even worse. And you would, you know, walk through the halls and into these rooms filled with cages, and animals would be spinning and bouncing and pacing and pulling their hair out and attacking and mutilating themselves. And it was just a
That doesn't sound like scientific advancement to me. Yeah.
Definitely dreadful. And so once I had my PhD, I ended up back here in Seattle and spent some time finding out what was going on at the UW. And it turns out things are still pretty bad. The university was not too long ago put on probation for the dilapidated state of their animal facilities and serious risks to animal health and to human health that were part of their program. And even more recently than that, there were some very serious violations uncovered, violations of the Animal Welfare Act, the one single piece of federal legislation that provides the most minimal protections to animals who are imprisoned in laboratories. And it turned out that at the UW, dozens of animals underwent unauthorized experimental surgeries on their heads and their eyes. And these were really serious surgeries. Wire coils were implanted in the eyes of these monkeys. Holes were cut in their skulls so that vivisectors would have access to their brains, and they would put electrodes in their brain, oftentimes 5 days a week. These animals are strapped into these, you know, full-body restraint chairs. They're deprived of food and sometimes water so that they'll cooperate during these hideous experiments. And
it sounds like torture out of the Dark Ages, not an educational institution of the 21st century.
It definitely does. And at a recent demonstration that PETA and NARN and some other groups came together for in March of this year, a Seattle PI columnist wrote a column about these violations where he compared what was going on to Abu Ghraib.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the imagery is very similar. So when we think of, you know, being captured and taken from our families and experimented on against our will, we often think of something that would happen in war.
Mm-hmm.
Or the craziest scenes from a science fiction movie. And in fact, it's happening right in our backyard every single day of the week. The university has a multiple primate laboratories. Some of them are on campus, and there's a very large one in downtown Seattle in a pretty fancy neighborhood known as Belltown. So we'll be down there today demonstrating to let the UW know we're watching. And they're going to have to pay back some of their mega millions in federal grants for these violations. We've asked the state to look into the use of state money since they're a public institution, because we don't want taxpayers to pay for violations of federal law. And I understand the USDA also has an open investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely want them held accountable. And if people actually knew what were going on in those labs, I'm confident they'd be outraged.
Well, so they have to open up their eyes. They have to learn, and this is part of World Week for Animals in Laboratories that we're concluding now. Now, we're recording on the Thursday before the Saturday that the program airs, so World Week for Animals in Laboratories. And, Deborah, we just have... maybe you can stay with us through the break, and we'll spend a few more minutes, because we did want to talk about another facility in the area around the Sound that is exploiting animals. So it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and I ask that you support this program with a tax-deductible donation, and you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414 San Francisco 94147. Go Vegan Radio, a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. You can donate online at goveganradio.org. And we really need your support. The animals in the laboratories don't have a voice in the media, and this is it for them. We've managed to infiltrate with the message of animal liberation on a number of Progressive Talk, Air America affiliate stations around the country, and we have really good time. times on those stations, but we have to pay for the time. And, you know, the animals, I'm sure, would gladly pay. They'd write checks if they could, but they're busy paying with their lives. So you need to help them with the tax-deductible donation. It's the only program of its kind, the first of its kind, to make it into the lamestream media. And we will continue with Deborah Durham, Dr. Durham, the primate specialist from PETA. We're talking about World Week for Animals in Laboratories on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Experiment on animals? What a waste of their lives and your money.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker. From Lotus Foods. Is your omega-3 DHA a little fishy? If it is, you're depleting the oceans and you could expose yourself to mercury and other contaminants. You need Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru, one of the first to develop a vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. Nutru, NUTRU.com, the cutting-edge compassionate choice with products good for your heart and your mind like the Vegan Brain Pack. Vegan lycopene? Try Lyco-10-6. Also order from VeganEssentials.com. Nutru, NUTRU.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
KFC, that's Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't want sick food served to me.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and we're talking to Deborah Durham. Dr. Durham is a primate specialist with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. If you missed the opening of our discussion, go to goveganradio.com where the program is archived. And Deborah, before we talk about SNBL in the Pacific Northwest, I note that you did work in laboratories yourself, the University of California at Davis, the Washington National Primate Research Center in Seattle, but you also went to the rainforest, to Madagascar, and observed primates in a more natural setting. What were the impressions of that for you?
Well, it was definitely a far cry from the suffering that I'd seen in the laboratories previously. As I said, the suffering I'd seen, I wasn't even convinced I was seeing real primate behavior. I was just seeing a lot of suffering. So when I went out to the rainforest to watch primates behave in their natural environment and live their lives, you know, it was amazing to see their close family relationships and friendships and the complexity of their everyday life, and quite refreshing by comparison to their dismal lives in laboratories.
They're real living beings, but they're reduced to commodities in the laboratories. So that's what's so awful when animals are reduced to commodities like that. And tell us about SNBL and what's going on there.
SNBL is in the North Sound in Everett, Washington, actually not too far from the Boeing plant that's up there. And they're a contract testing organization. Their entire business approach to business is on the backs of animals who are tortured in experiments. And they've been in a lot of trouble lately for what is going on inside their laboratories. A very courageous whistleblower came forward earlier this year in the mainstream media here to report terrible abuses that had been going on there. One of the most shocking events was the fact that a monkey was left in her cage and then sent into a high-temperature commercial cage washer where she was sprayed with sterilizing chemicals and scalded to death during a 20-minute wash cycle. And the whistleblower also revealed many other abuses.
You know, that almost sounds like an experiment. If you would have said that was, you know, related to what you were talking about before, it almost sounds like, well, you know, they could have written it off as an experiment, you know.
It was truly horrifying. And that just came on top of a laundry list of USDA violations that the company had been accruing. And at the time of the whistleblower reports, it wasn't public yet, but we've subsequently learned through the help of another animal organization, through the Freedom of Information Act, that SNBL was actually fined by the USDA for the laundry list of violations that have taken place in their labs. They were forced to pay the federal government more than $30,000 in fines for their violations back in December of 2006.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time, Dr. Durham, maybe 30 seconds left. Anything you might suggest that people get active about in the Puget Sound area?
Well, World Week for Animals in Laboratories has been a great week with several events, but you can always check stopanimaltest.com for information about PETA's events. Folks can check out also information there for activist alerts for things they can do related to the University of Washington case and SNBL, because we're asking prosecutors to file felony cruelty to animal charges against the organization and its employees for the abuses going on there.
Thank you, Dr. Deborah Durham, for being with us today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Thanks, Bob.
MEATSTINKS. MEATSTINKS.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original, great-tasting, organic, vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can. From farm fresh to you. Delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour. At friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three Bay Area locations in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items. See them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. If you happen to be in the San Francisco Bay Area, tomorrow you can see Dr. Gabriel Cousins with his presentation, There is a Cure for Diabetes and Depression, and it is the Culture of Life and Liberation Lifestyle. So he'll be at the New Living Expo at the Concourse Exhibition Center, which is 8th Street in Brannan. And that will be tomorrow if you're listening on Green 960, because we're on Saturday on Green 960, 1 p.m., that will be tomorrow, Sunday, which is April 27th, 11 a.m., and 3 o'clock, and a 4:30 panel for Dr. Cousins there tomorrow. And you're up on the deadline. Go to farmsanctuary.org if you want to be at the hoedown, the big hoedown, Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th. And coming up on May 10th, next event sponsored by the San Francisco Vegetarian Society is a free lecture by Dr. Leslie Romer, Protein and Milk Myths Hazardous to Your Health and Looks. And that's Saturday, May 10th, 8 p.m., Institute on Aging, 3600 Geary Boulevard in San Francisco. For more information, 415-273-5481 or sfvs.org. A vegan potluck proceeds at 6 p.m. And you may have noticed, you sit around at home and watch cartoons all the time, and you probably have never seen a cartoon that encourages young people people to play a musical instrument. And Jamie Mapes is the creator of a new animated television series that encourages and inspires children to learn to play an instrument and create music. And he's looking for financial support, and he has a nonprofit to do that. He is trying to get a pilot in front of the powers that be. You can go to kidsanimation.org, kidsanimation.org. Also, if you're looking to have a website designed for your vegan products, Green Cause, or any kind of products actually in general, go to valentinemg.com. That's as in Valentine Marketing Group, valentinemg.com, offering e-commerce, shopping carts, streaming video, multiple languages, and a percentage of the revenues back to green and vegan causes, such as Go Vegan Radio. And is there a greater cause than going vegan and living the green lifestyle? We just had Earth Day upon us, and who went vegan for Earth Day? Yes, indeed, the Premier of China recognized the importance of vegetarianism on the environment. So it was reported in the China Post that this past week for Earth Day, Premier Chang went vegan to mark Earth Day, and also Vice Premier Chu went vegan, and Secretary General Chen went vegan. And how about you going vegan, especially in light of meat and dairy being such a major cause of world hunger, you know, climate change, and we're just not producing the way that we have, and the soil is being eroded, and the fertile land is being destroyed by grazing, and what can you say that's good about meat? Guess the people who profit from it, huh? The McDevils and Murder King, Wendy's and Kills Jr. Also, if you could contact Murder King, if you happen to be, I know we have a lot of listeners in the UK, please contact Burger King in the UK. It is considering offering foie gras in its burgers in some London locations. So please ask Burger King not to include foie gras, as the world bans foie gras and recognizes how cruel it is to shove a tube down a duck's throat or a goose's throat to make the liver explode. Here's Murder King going in reverse. Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and please support this program with a donation. We have to buy the time from radio stations. You see the way everything has been privatized, including the airwaves, and I need your support. So please make your donation at goveganradio.org, goveganradio.org. Also, the program is archived there, so you can hear what we talked about related to global warming, last week's program. A lot on environment, global warming this week, on world hunger, and also World Week for Animals in Laboratories as they suffer, as we seek the cures for your meat-eating ways. Okay, thanks for listening. Please visit the website, goveganradio.com.